SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get ready for the best hour of your grid day.
You heard it here first. The best hour of your day on Sports Grid starts now with your host, Kevin Walsh.
One of the easy ones, Donnie, where you look at it and the complaint starts to be, how about not bet that for more? You know what I mean? Like,
and Donnie Wrightside.
And I would like to see all the weight and anger and might of the NCAA/Big Ten smash that program into smithereens for the next 3 years.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
It's a Football Friday on the Sports Grid Network. The best hour of your day is finally here. It's Moneyline. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Kevin Walsh. It's Sirius XM Channel 159. And away we go into the weekend. Doubleheader Saturday, doubleheader Sunday. Do we have blowouts? Do we have close games? Do we have upsets? Do we have teams we expected to move on to the next round? It's a lot to be decided this weekend, K-Dub.
No doubt about it. No doubt. Conference championship weekend will follow it up. And, man, again, there's a lot of narratives on the table, I feel, for that Chiefs-Bills game. It is incredible because you try not to break a game down solely from the, on-field who's playing well. And then
six-score action.
And you know this, Don. I need, sure, no, but all that matters. Yep. And then I keep looking at this game, and I need the Bills to win the game. Yep. And it's just like, I don't know, man. This is going to end up somehow, some way. Mahomes isn't going to lose the first road playoff game of his career, is he? Because then does that mean he's a fraud? Is that how that works?
I think it is how it works. Like, he can only win at home as assistant quarterback. He's got to have the best offensive coach in the history of the league, and he's got to be at home for every playoff game. So, yes, I do believe that's the way it actually works. By the way, here.
Wow.
The Buffalo Bills game, which we'll start with that and just to, you know, sort of cover that up. The defense is really banged up, right? So McDermott's done a very good job down this. Welcome in Sirius Satellite Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. Down the right side, Kevin Walsh here, ready to rock and roll on Moneyline. Now, you're looking at the game and you're saying, well, last week, the Miami Dolphins were just crushed at linebacker. And you get a similar situation this week with the Buffalo Bills. But also, you look at the offensive side, Kevin. Josh Allen ready to go, no problems. Offensive line should be good to go, obviously James Cook. But now I know Gabe Davis is out, which, you know, he's had some big games in the playoffs against the Chiefs. Not saying that, oh, no, that's going to be the end-all, be-all. But he's a competent wide receiver and has played some big games here. I see Stephon Diggs popping up on the practice report late in the week, foot injury. Going to be limited in practice. I say to myself, are we just going to hand over once again Kansas City when they're supposed to get beat and smoked back-to-back weeks facing injured teams and moving on, and that's what you do? Is that what we're going to see?
I hope not. I don't think so. I think what's incredible, though, and tell me if I'm off base here, Donnie, but with the way Stephon Diggs has been playing for Buffalo, I don't have the same, oh no, reaction that I would have if it was the last few seasons, right? Like, I don't know. If I told you it was James Cook or Stephon Diggs down for this game, like, I might be more worried if it was James Cook, honestly.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, right? You're probably saying this from a stat perspective, right? But if you're a defensive coordinator, Kevin, it's like, hey, Stephon Diggs is the truth at wideout. We got to roll coverage him every single play, which leaves the Dawson Knoxes and Kincaid wide open over the middle. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
If you come into this game, you're like, okay, Gabe Davis is down. So now it's like we're going to worry about Shakir, who could have a decent game. But now you're saying, like, good, we'll sit on these tight ends. We don't have to roll a safety over the top. Like, damn it, that safety was supposed to take out the tight end, but he had to, you know, roll up in coverage because Diggs ran deep. We had to double cover him here. That's all I'm saying. I'm not switching my pick to the Kansas City Chiefs because I still do think Buffalo wins. But this isn't a full-go 100% Buffalo Bills team that's going to play this weekend against the Chiefs.
No, it's not. It's not. And I don't know, we've seen things break right for Kansas City before. Maybe this does as well. I think it's, for me, though, you know, you kind of look ahead a touch, Donnie. One of the reasons that I'm not interested in any of the Kansas City futures at the moment is I don't like how they match up against Baltimore at all. At all. Now, if they do draw the Texans, that could be a different story. But because of that, like, I, as someone with, like, you know, some Bills futures, I always just like to consider. I know you do the same, right? What are my options here? Well, I look at my options for this game, and I only like the Chiefs if the Ravens are eliminated. Now, that would happen beforehand, but if we see Baltimore handle business Saturday, mm-hmm. Kansas City, to me, only has one more in them. I do think the Bills could go to Baltimore and get a victory. I do.
Yeah, and also, but you know, we'll start a little bit at the tip of the iceberg in that Baltimore game. If you would say to me, hey, Donnie, you're going to get to the playoffs. You're going to face a dome team. You're going to come off the bye. It's going to be about 20 degrees, 15 mile an hour winds. You have Lamar Jackson. They don't. I'm like, sign me up for Baltimore. I don't even care who the opponent is at that point. Like, Lamar Jackson, like, if you said the playoffs would continuously have 20 degree weather and 20 mile an hour winds, Baltimore would probably win it because Lamar Jackson was like, I'll do whatever I want out here. You know, you guys struggle in the pocket, get sacked, strip sack, fumbled. I'll go 1-1,000, 2-1,000, run around and make a play, and then we'll beat you, and that's the way we'll do it here. But I still get that little bit of a feeling where the Texans, and again, I don't call it house money because it's not. They're a good football team. It's not like, hey, we didn't expect to be here. No, they hammered the last two teams. They didn't get like 70 yards in penalties in back-to-back games on the final drive to get an easy win, right? Like, they earned those victories and took them. I'm just interested to see what I get out of C.J. Stroud. Now, in that football game, I've already fired on a wide receiver prop. I'm buying low. So far, Kevin, I have three prop bets in this weekend. One is a quarterback, two are wide receivers. My wide receivers, Kevin, one's 28 and a half yards, one's 20 and a half yards. How about that? Buying low.
Low numbers. Low numbers. 20 and a half.
20 and a half. Robert Woods.
Oh.
Secondary wide receiver. Finally healthy this week. Last week, coming back a little bit banged up. The offense was out there for like 20 total plays in the football game. So you're getting that behind the eight ball going like, I need to stop Nico Collins. Humphrey is down, so the coverage will focus on Collins already down your top cornerback. Come on, man. Like, and especially if you want to tell me this too, Kevin. If Jared Goff goes out into the wind, you're like, tough assignment, throw that 15-yard out. You tell me C.J. Stroud, I don't care if it wins 50 miles an hour. 15-yard out, bing, right on the money. Kids played at Ohio State. It's not as if he's coming, it's like, hey, man, you know what? I'm like Tua, I'm from Hawaii, I played in Miami, I played at Alabama. I don't understand this. No, he understands that. His arm is strong enough to go through 15-mile-an-hour winds. And I just see it. If I think Baltimore's winning that game, C.J. Stroud is still, Kevin, going to probably wind up throwing 40 times in this game. I think I can get 20 yards out of my number two wideout in this game.
Yeah, I definitely think, I would say though, the Humphrey absence actually just pulls me even more towards Nico Collins. I'm not done. I mean, the number's so low, right? Like Robert Woods, if I told you Robert Woods catches the ball twice in that game, like, perfect,
yeah, you'll
right?
take it. Exactly.
So
you'll take it.
I'm not even remotely commenting negatively on the Robert Woods play. It's just, if he does throw it 40 times, Donnie, how many of those are directed at Collins? 12, 15, right?
Mm, yeah.
So, especially if you have them trailing in this football game, I'm not sure they can set the Nico Collins number high enough here. Remember when I had Nico Collins as the best bet against the Jets because Tank Dell was out and he got injured on like the second play?
Yes.
Well, everything I thought going into that game has been true since Nico Collins has come back. I mean, he's just the number one wide receiver, and there's not even a number two. Like, everyone else is number three, number four, number five. There is no number. He's one and two, Nico Collins.
All right, let's hit this football game coming up next. We'll set the table in the Texans time slot, the early slot for Saturday afternoon. It's a Football Friday on the Sports Grid Network. It's Donnie and Kevin. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Talking about those Charm City vibes on Saturday afternoon, 4:30. That's the first game of divisional round weekend. Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens. Current lines across the board. This hasn't moved all week. 9.5. Like, yeah, we're not going to 10. Same thing in the San Francisco game. Yeah, we're not going to 10. The Buffalo game, yeah, we're not going to 3. And then the Detroit game, we're not going to 7. It's hilarious where these game lines are winding up where nobody wants to cross that threshold. But let's focus on Houston and Baltimore. Windy conditions tomorrow. 15-mile-an-hour sustained winds, maybe 25-mile-an-hour gusts, two quarterbacks that aren't going to have any problem throwing the football. It's like, oh, they don't have good enough arms. They do. They're athletic. They should be fine. Total sits at 43.5, but I will say, if there ever is a, hey, which favors which team, that's Baltimore weather there, because their quarterback can do whatever he wants in bad weather. If it's tough to pass, that might even be worse for Houston than, to be honest, Kevin.
I get what you're saying. He hasn't been running as much this year. I don't know. Maybe it changes in the playoffs. I just think some of it's the design of the offense, though. Like, he's not supposed to run as much this year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So, I don't know. I just think that's interesting.
If he's 3 weeks of, like, sitting on the sidelines, basically, which is what he's done, sat out week 18, bye week, then coming back this week, it's like, look, man, yeah, I'm ready to show everybody. And also, sometimes, like, going down with the ship, if you're Lamar Jackson, mm-hmm, he doesn't put any more undue pressure on himself. He's going to be the two-time MVP. He wants to win a Super Bowl, not because the fans say he can't do it, because he wants to win a Super Bowl, and that's the way you're supposed mm-hmm to do it. But I got to tell you, like, if this means one of those, all right, I'm going to drop back, three-step drop, nobody's open, look, ain't nobody going to tell me, hey, let's live another day. I might run for 100 yards in this football game and show out. Like, I got a feeling that it's like a boomer bust, Kevin, right? Like, it's either going to be, I didn't have to do much because, you know, Houston didn't show up. They were a rookie team. They weren't ready for the weather, and we beat them 24-6, and I just had to hand the football off in the second half. But there's a part of me that says, like, if I got to do this, I could do it all by myself.
So he has multiple games. He has four career playoff games. He's mm-hmm ran for like 130 yards in two of them. They were both, though, against the Titans. So I'll just say this. You know how you do, Donnie, the crystal ball? If Lamar Jackson runs for 100 rushing yards, the yeah Texans, I guarantee you, covered and might actually have eliminated the Ravens in the game. That is not the path. That means things went wrong and Lamar had to try and pull Superman hero stuff out of his ass.
I don't know, Kev. Might be a 72-yard touchdown the first half for him. He cruises the rest of the way. You know what I mean? So he might bust that long run out here. I like a lot of stuff on Lamar Jackson in this game. If we're taking a look at touchdown scoring markets here, and I'm not going to like spray the board and go to different outlets. I'm just going to keep it on FanDuel just to keep it simple here. Lamar plus 100. Yeah. Gus Edwards plus 125. If you're probably going to pick two players to score touchdowns in this game, those would probably be the guys you look forward to. But also, it's not minus 175. It's not minus 180. You're still getting decent price points on both of those guys. Mm-hmm. If I gave you in any time, forget about Gus Edwards and Lamar Jackson. That's the Ravens. We're going to keep it with the Ravens, just not those guys. Is there somebody that piques your interest? Because I got to tell you, Zay Flowers is $1.50. Isaiah Likely is plus 200. Odell Beckham yeah Jr. is plus 270. Rashad Bateman, 390 on that side. Like, there are some high numbers here.
I am curious, is Dalvin Cook like supposed to be used,
yes,
Donnie, 7-1? Like, what is the, but is that a scenario where they're like, hey, Dalvin, like, congrats for being along for the ride? Like, you're still a yes fifth string running back?
Yes. And put it this way, Kevin. How does it look for the Baltimore Ravens? And I'm not saying it's going to happen. 3-3 late second quarter. Put Dalvin in fumbles. Mm-hmm. Like, well, what are you putting that guy in for? He's been there like a week. Do you see what I mean? I almost think this is one of those where it's like he's active. He knows the playbook. But unless there's like an injury, how many plays is he playing this weekend? 10?
Right.
5 max?
That's what I'm saying.
And it's not even like his play.
They don't
like,
have to play him.
You're in there
any
to run the ball. Correct. Yes.
Like, they don't even remotely need him to
he
play any
Melvin
football.
He takes Melvin Gordon's spot on the roster, which, when did we see Melvin Gordon this year? Barely at all.
But again, also, like, truly, Donnie, why is he even supplanting Melvin? Like,
Melvin,
you know, like, that's kind of my thing. But, like, but this year, all he's done is that mop-up duty the game goes yes over anyway. So yes, if that's the best-case scenario for Dalvin Cook, he's completely irrelevant then.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not looking at him at all in any yeah direction. So the 7-1 doesn't pique my interest. But if we flip it mm-hmm to the other side, like touchdown scoring market, like if I'm not even going to give you like, okay, Singletary, Collins, they're all in there. Like, score one yeah touchdown, which you know they're going to score a touchdown, Houston. They might get blown out. They'll still be throwing in the second half. Who gets the touchdown? Because those numbers are crazy, crazy high. Like, as I told you, like Robert Woods for myself, number two wideout,
right,
plus 550. Like last week, number two wideout, Deontay Johnson, plus 490. There's massive numbers. Like, they're going to throw the football in this game.
They will, but they like to run it on inside the five, right? So if you get one of those big touchdowns, Donnie, that's great. But I think Gus Edwards, though, should be booked far in front of Lamar Jackson. Lamar on the season, Donnie, only has 5 rushing touchdowns. And he hasn't had a rushing touchdown since October. Now, again, I know we're in the postseason, but when you talk about value, Gus Edwards is almost triple the rushing touchdowns nearly of him this season. Like, the Lamar number at plus 100 is atrocious.
Yeah, no, I guess they're all saying, like, okay, and also you have to take the public into account, right? Like, oh, it's going to take Lamar to score. He's going to go nuts in this game. So that's probably why he's at plus 100 as opposed to higher, because he's probably the most bet player in this football game to score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. The one thing also, if we take a look at some of those receiving props, let me just go and I'll take a look at both sides here. The guy that, like, I like to buy low, as I told you. I'm on 20.5 in this game for Robert Woods. But if we're going down the list here, there's a lot of cheap prices. Again, I don't like Rashad Bateman. Mm-hmm. He's 23.5 at most outlets. That's low, but he's really the third leg of the wheel here. Isaiah Likely, and by the way, already announced out, is Mark Andrews. So Likely is going to be that guy that's going to get 50 snaps in this game. He's 37.5, 36.5, depending on where you shop. So he's also not really getting that, you know, like, oh no, like that's 2 or 3 catches. He could get that. And you're not worried about Mark Andrews. Oh my God, Mark looks really good. He's going to get all those targets to himself when those play calls come in for packages for tight ends, and he's going to get those. Is there somebody that you might be looking at in this game? Because Nico Collins, Kevin, we know he's really good. CJ loves him with a big arm. He's 80.5. That's no discount there.
It's not a discount, but again, he's been absolutely demolishing that number. That's kind of the thing, right? Like last week, Donnie only had 6 catches, 96 yards. The game turned into a blowout. How about the Colts game? 9 catches on 9 targets, 195 yards. Final game against Tennessee, 7 for 8 and 80 yards. Those are his 3 games with C.J. Stroud without Tank Dell in the lineup, Donnie. 80, 195, and 96. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's not a discount, DRS, but are you sure that the books actually haven't done themselves even? Like, they're not going to, because it's Nico Collins now. It's not Cooper Kupp. It's not Davante Adams. It's not Tyreek Hill. But the situation there.
Down too.
Right.
So I think that works out. By the way, Robert Woods, I did push a number, Kevin. It's 21.5 now. So all the people that saw my tweet out here, congratulations. We bet that bad boy up 1 yard. So we're feeling the CLV. We can get into it here. Sure. Also, from a windier day, like a Devin Singletary, 14.5 is his receptions prop for the Texans. Dalton Schultz, tight end, 34.5. You're getting some pretty low numbers here. Also, John Metchie III, 21.5. So the 3 wide receivers that will start this game and play primarily all of the game, it's Metchie, it's Woods, and obviously it's Nico Collins.
Yeah. Could Metchie stay? But that's the thing, like, you know, Metchie even a fact? I feel like he's been around and hasn't done much with the opportunity.
Correct.
Robert Woods is obviously more postseason proven. I'm sure that factored in for you.
Because I know, like, again, this is a different wide receiving core that they hope to have had, right? They were using a lot. You know, Noah Brown was getting some play in there. He's going to be injured and out. Obviously, Tank Dell was an extremely talented young football player that was getting a lot of burn. But in all those games, Metchie was, it's kind of crazy. Like, Metchie was a guy who made plays at Alabama. You go down his, like, play counts, like, all right, 2 catches, 3 yards, 2 catches, 6 yards. I'm like, am I looking at the wrong thing? Like, was he passing the football? Like, how could that guy have that low of numbers? I just went Robert Woods because he'll slide into the slot at times. And I think that might help out. And if it is winter conditions, simple dump off over the middle makes a lot of sense. But let's continue to hit this Texans-Ravens game and also the nightcap on Saturday Night Football. And then we'll get into what? Yeah, Sunday's doubleheader. Packers, 49ers next. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football Friday, Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Donnie, Kevin here. Put a ball in this. Any chance, though, Kevin? This morning, we do our pick 6 on the early line. You know what I said? My best chance for an upset, Houston Texans plus 330. How's that hit you?
Mm-hmm.
That was my best bet this weekend for it. And again, I'm hoping with everything in my body it doesn't happen, and I'm not going to take the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, oh, it's, you know what I mean? I wanted to go a little deeper than that. Isn't there a chance that we could see a little bit of booze raining down in Baltimore by like late second quarter because the Texans have the lead? Talk to me.
Absolutely. 100%. I think with the nature of this Texans offense, if it hits, it's going to be able to get moving. And look, I think there's a lot of people that you know, it's so funny, man. This guy Lamar Jackson is going to end up winning MVP by a lot, right? Yeah. I don't think he'll win it unanimously, but he'll win it by a lot. And we go into this, and Donnie, like, people are more like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I haven't heard a lot of that about Jared Goff this week, Donnie. But we're getting into the playoffs, and like, people are like, we've seen it before. One seed, Lamar. Picks are coming. People are worried, Donnie. I mean, it's incredible.
From a content perspective, Lamar Jackson losing would be fantastically fun right up through the Super Bowl in the offseason, because then it would lead in the next year. Hey, who do you want to win the Super Bowl? Well, it ain't the Ravens, because Lamar stinks. You know, two MVPs, right. But, you know, he's a regular season guy. He can't throw the football in the playoffs. So, and you know, human beings, Lamar Jackson, last night I checked, is a human being, hears that as well. I don't see them losing, but I saw the price point and just said, you know what? Like, Houston's that type of team that just doesn't know any better. Like, so what? They're the one seed. So what? It's their building. And they were off for 2 weeks. Man, we just clowned the team in your division that was supposed to be the best defense in football. Who are you, Baltimore? Mm-hmm. And I just want to see it play out. I hope it doesn't happen. But this morning, that was my shot at a plus 330 price. Green Bay Packers, San Francisco 49ers, identical numbers, Kevin. 9.5 in this game, but a much higher total, obviously. We're not worried about weather conditions in Santa Clara. That's 50.5. For me, right now, as I look at the Houston Texans, Baltimore Ravens, Packers, 49ers, Buccaneers, Lions, Chiefs, and Bills. The hardest team for me, Kevin, to get a grip on this week has been the Green Bay Packers and what they've been doing means to the San Francisco 49ers.
In what way? What do you mean?
I can see this game, like, well, we doubted the Niners, 35-7. I mean, they just embarrassed this Green Bay Packers team who played nobody down the stretch. And, yeah, they beat the Cowboys. Woo-hoo, the Cowboys were terrible that day. But also, I can just see, like, wait a second. This is 14-7 Packers at the end of one being like, no, we're here to play football. That's no fluke of what you've seen down the stretch. Our young wideouts are kicking it. Jordan Love's one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Our defense has actually woken up. And every time I hand the football off, it's not a one-yard play. We're getting chunks with Aaron Jones. That's what. Like, yeah. I can't figure out which way this game's going to go score-wise.
I think, to me, if you really believe that the Green Bay Packers can come into this game and play very well, I do think you just bet the over, Donnie. I really believe that.
Yeah.
This is a team that, if they're going to score 24 points, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they then basically have to pull the upset off for that game to not get over the listed total. So, and if you look at the Green Bay team total heading into this game, it checks in right now at 19.5. Don, does anybody have them pulling off an upset or even a cover without 20 points in this game?
No. So it's a good point up, which means, hey, I like the Packers. Don't worry about the final score. Just take their team total if you like the Packers, because that's going to work its way out. By the way, just a quick check here. Texans team total, still 16.5 in that first game. I think I'm on that same wavelength as you. Like, hey, you know what? I think they're going to play well. Well, I don't know if they're going to win 14-13, to be honest, this weekend. Like, if the Texans are going to win, it's because C.J. Stroud's arm. So another good option there. If you like underdogs, forget about the game itself. Just take the totals there. For the team, because if you think they're going to perform, there's certainly going to be at least around 20 points in both of those here. Let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. The X-Man from Virginia. He's ready to chime in. It's a Football Friday right here on the Sports Grid Network. What's up there, X-Man?
Hey, man. What's up, Dunny? What's up, Kev? This is the best show.
Love it.
Yo.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Got four plays.
That hit.
And this college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We going with the Akron Zips on the money line. Women's college basketball,
I love that.
UCLA on the money line, and USC on the money line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a women's college there, UCLA and USC.
Yep.
Two separate games, both on the money line.
Oh, L.A.
And Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Kevin Durant, 25 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's 20-1.
There it is. K-Dub, 21. By the way, Akron... Love it tonight. Mm-hmm. Little Maxion action.
One of your favorites?
I love Akron tonight. Yeah, -1.5, I believe their number is, or at least it was this morning. Yeah, Akron wins today. So we're in.
Oh, did you actually go through that game already?
Yes, yes, I went through that game already this morning. It's a very limited card.
There you go.
On Friday, yeah. But it's Akron Kent State.
Right.
Akron again, only about 5-6 games in conference play, matches up really well with Kent State. So I went Akron on the road, even though it's really hard to win in college basketball on the road. I get it. I don't have to cover 7 mm-hmm. points. It's 1.5. Laid that here this morning, so I like that. So X-Man's on it. He's ready for this weekend. So, and also, X-Man, make sure you're tweeting in here this weekend with your action. We need to see it. Mm. Hashtag SG Moneyline. I see you post all the time. You know he's going to have some feelers tomorrow for some action. I have a feeling like X-Man's like, you know what? Now, he's from that area, so I don't think he's fading like the Ravens. But I got a feeling like he would show up like Packers Moneyline. You know what I mean? Like, I could feel that in his confidence level.
It wouldn't stun anyone. Can I throw a prop at you that it's so the FanDuel Sportsbook, Donnie, has now decided to go full blast on the postseason long props. They didn't feel like hanging them, I guess, before the wild card weekend. Aaron Jones' total playoff rushing yards is 201.5.
Yep. What's he at?
He needs 84 this weekend to clear that number. You don't think he can get that this weekend? Because obviously with a win, Donnie, you would say they're going to be it's a free bet at that point, right?
Pretty much, yes.
His prop this weekend, though, Donnie, is 68.5.
Mm-hmm.
That is not as far. You know, you're talking about an additional 16 yards there from what his prop is.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to play under the 68.5 this weekend?
Yes. Yeah, because I don't think their pathway, Kevin, is to hand the football off. Like, your pathway to that is, like, even if he gets 31 yards, you're like, ooh, if they won and lucked out, yeah, it's okay. I still probably get that because they'll run it more the following week and have some success. I think Green Bay's line here is, and it worked really well last week. But again, Kevin, what's the game script flow here? They shock the Niners and go up 14 points early? I don't see that. I could see like the other way, like, okay, Green Bay, settle in now. Settle in, ride the storm out, and it doesn't mean you hand the football off.
But that's my thing. I know you always focus on the running backs with what the last quarter is going to look like, Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
But
how
many carries would you expect Aaron Jones to get in the first half? I think he can get 10 to 12 carries in that first half.
I don't know. I really like what Green Bay is doing right now, and I just still think that means let's just constantly stay aggressive. Like, let's let the chips fall. Like, again, if they fall into, Kevin, a 14-point lead in the early, yes, he's going to get a lot of carries, and he should. That's the right thing to do. Now you control the game script. Now your play action works. Now you let Aaron Jones run wild. I just don't want to see it where it's like, okay, Green Bay wins the toss, they defer, Niners, 4 plays, 68 yards, and a touchdown. It's like, now hold on. What are we doing here? We can't establish the run at this point. I'm nervous about Aaron Jones this weekend. Not because he can't get it, Kevin. It's just I don't know if the game script will allow him. You've seen so many times, like, this guy's got 7 carries for 38 yards, but they can't even run it anymore because they're 2 touchdowns down.
Right, and that's kind of my I know, like, obviously it has worked so well for them to just come out and fire squad on these teams with their pass attack. But Jones has been playing so well. And the idea around the Niners, I think people are saying, is, oh, listen, this team's not going to be able to stop the run. They're not going to be able to stop the run. I just wonder, could he have himself a good first half? And again, a part of this is, while their money line is plus 350, but if they did win, the bet is a winner. He could have an awful game, right, Donnie?
Yes.
He left. He leaves the game with 20 yards. It doesn't even matter. He's going to go into the next round, and you'd trust him kind of buttoning up the back end portion of it. That's one of the numbers that's catching my attention here for the weekend.
Yeah, let me see. Let me just see if there's first half props here. Sometimes they like to extend. Yeah, it doesn't, because I was looking for like a first half number just on him alone. It doesn't show up here. Let me see if we have any of those other like specials. Russian prompts.
Yeah, sometimes they do that like X number of yards in each half.
Exactly.
They do.
Yeah, the 25 and the 25.
I know what you're saying.
I'm not seeing much of that right now at this point. But Aaron Jones rushing and receiving in this game listed at 90.5 yards. Debo's at 82. Now, the other one, where's the one I was seeing here too? Because I usually, when I take a look at like playoffs, it's a little bit different than, let's just say, I don't know, regular season week 14. Like Debo Samuel, is he on the rushing attempts here? 3.5 rushing attempts. which I think is right on it, because they're like, oh, I could see him getting three. It's plus 158. Yeah. Player longest rush, and of course they're not going to handle that. By the way, player's longest rush, McCaffrey, 20 and a half yards, which, again,
I'm going to take the,
like, oh, I'm going to take the under. You're like, ooh, I don't know about that. I don't know. You start biting your fingernails. Like, ah, I could see him busting like a 25-yarder. Yeah. That is insane. Like, Aaron Jones is 14 and a half. Equally probably as explosive to run for just the same distance, but Christian McCaffrey just is going to get that tax on it at that point here. What's I trying to find here? Rush, there we go. Debo, 16 and a half rushing yards in this game. I actually would rather the 16 and a half, Kevin, than the over 3.5 rushing. How about you?
I agree. I totally agree. Because two even carries, if he has two carries one for negative 2 yards, none of that matters, right?
Yeah.
You're just looking for the one bust. It's like, hey, is there a chance Diggs misses the game this weekend?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's that bad, but it is a reoccurring injury that pops up here. So I don't think that's going to be the case.
All right.
Look at that.
Interesting.
Saturday down. Two monster favorites. Let's flip it over to Sunday. So we got some competitive action we're looking at. And by the way, I like a certain prop bet. Let's get after it. Let's have some fun right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A little drizzy for you here in the best hour of your day. It's Moneyline, Donnie Wrightside here, and the Kevin Walsh. Let's get after it, have some fun. But before we get to the next game here, Tampa Bay Bucks and the Detroit Lions, get to the phone lines, 844-843-6879. The Moose is ready to go. I know he's got the cooking ready. I know he's got the picks ready. And I know he's going to give it to us right now. What's up there, Mark?
I tell you what, gentlemen, it's good to hear from you. Good to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call. We're going to keep it all in Ohio tonight, okay? So I got a little parlay. I got the Zips. I love that game. But another game I really love as well is Georgetown coming into Cincinnati and playing Xavier, okay? Ooh. Xavier, I mean, you look at the two opposites and look what Georgetown is giving up and what Xavier is doing, and they're really starting to come into play. The coach is really having him. And then let's just sprinkle a little bit of hockey tonight. Okay, New Jersey's coming in to play Columbus. They both give up goals. I took over the 6.5 goals. Ah, it's going to be a great night. And then as far as football, I got a couple props with Reston CMC, and then to score two touchdowns, and I took Lamar to go over 59.5 rushing. So, that and a big bowl of chili, it's on for the weekend, gentlemen. It's absolutely on. K-Dub, it's great to hear you back, too. So,
my man,
and, good stuff, happy Moose. Belated Happy belated birthday to January 3rd, right?
Yes, sir. That was the one.
Oof. We're going to mark that down.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. And I'm sure you celebrated that with watching a little A&E wrestling.
Always.
Okay, guys, you take care. So thanks for taking my call.
All right.
See you, Mark. Good, man. Moose, Mark. Calling it like it is. By the way, any thoughts behind MJF winning the Royal Rumble? Is that what I'm hearing? What's going on now?
Would be no sweat off my back, man.
Better organization without him is what I'm hearing. More tight-knit group of guys. Donnie, everybody not going into business for themselves.
Yes, Don. That is what you are hearing, brother. That is what you are hearing.
Company man right there. Now, is there a line to TK that we can get a hold of to see, like, you know, maybe get a little bit of insight on the contract demands? Because, look, this time of year, Kevin, a lot of contract demands being thrown around that we don't know really about. So you never know. You never know what's in those contracts out here in these streets, business you're looking at. All right, let's get to this game. It is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Lions. I have the Lions winning this football game. I don't know if I'm willing to bet them sidewise at 6.5. We might say, Don, it's stupid. You think they're going to win? They're probably going to win by a touchdown. Not necessarily. Like, the way the Lions win is like, yeah, we got a great offense, but you want to feast on our secondary? Go ahead and do it. And Baker Mayfield is the type of guy that's like, you know what? I'll sling it all over this yard against that secondary. And I'll throw up to Mike Evans in triple coverage, and we'll see if he can make some plays in this one. I do like, however, Jared Goff over 1.5 touchdown passes. I've already played that. I think the blitz-happy Buccaneers are going to be able to give up some plays on the outside. I like Amon-Ra St. Brown as well. Haven't bet it officially yet in any time touchdown. I probably will, but I like the Lions in this game. I think they handle their business, and they wind up in the NFC Championship game.
I'm trying to figure it out because, as always, and you and I agree on something, like, there's supposed to be an upset somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. Where's the upset? Like, Goff went and the Lions went down, I could see it. But the thing where I'm most interested in betting the Lions, Donnie, is not, as you said, on the side, and it's not even just the game-to-game props, even though, of course, we'll be involved in those. Yeah. But it's things like Sam LaPorta to lead the postseason in receiving touchdowns, or Montgomery to lead the postseason in mm-hmm. rushing touchdowns. Those are the markets that are catching my attention, where if the Lions get through Tampa Bay, they're a three-game team. We've talked about it. The Niners and Ravens are capped out at three. Buffalo, KC, it's tough to tell who's going through right now. 2.5-point line. Plus, the idea is the winner would be a dog in Baltimore, so they could be still capped at three. I'm trying to figure out, do I want to play? I got to tell you this right now, right, Donnie? Montgomery plus 650. Jahmyr Gibbs is 10-1 to lead the postseason in rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
If I'm going to get another game out of those guys,
you will.
Does one of them have a two rushing touchdown game in him? Does Montgomery? I feel like it's possible. And those are nice tickets that you're talking about now.
And also, I saw we were going over this morning to lead the NFL in playoff yardage passing. Jared Goff's the favorite at plus 170.
Yes, he is.
Going to get a third game. He's going to get a third game. He's going to do well in this game. And I think if they get beat by San Francisco, it's not because they run the ball 65 times in that game. He is going to throw in that one. So it's funny. So Jared Goff plus 170. No. Think about it. He has the lead now, and he's going to get at least two more games from what I figure. So yeah, I think there's a legitimate chance he does do that. But I like him to throw at least 1.5 touchdown passes in this game, which obviously just means two. I would be surprised if the Bucs go in and win this football game. I just think Detroit Lions, very tough to beat at home, and I think they win and move on.
Speaking though, just because you brought it up then, Don, that receiving touchdown market, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it is actually one of the most fascinating markets because Aaron Jones is the favorite for the rushing touchdowns, right? Eliminated. Yes. You mentioned mm-hmm. Goff, the favorite for the passing yards, but receiving touchdowns is an eliminated Jake Ferguson
after
plus
one game.
210. Like, it is it's not like Aaron Jones. I know you said, like, I'm not sure you can get into the end zone this week, right? But at least he has a chance. Like, Jake Ferguson is literally done and is the favorite. Like, you have Goff throwing two. Odds one of those goes to LaPorta, plus 900?
Yes, very good. He's going to be, that's his red zone territory. Yes. Also, you know what I like in that market too? I think it was 12-1 this morning. It was George Kittle to get three touchdowns. One this weekend, one next weekend, one in the Super Bowl. Maybe mix it up and get two in one of those games. That's a pretty good price on there that you could feast on. Yeah, exactly. And again, we're not talking about 10 catches. You need 100. No. You need a red zone opportunity to cash one of those in.
Absolutely.
And he's certainly one of those guys you would look at. So not a bad look here. Let's get to the game of the week. Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills here. Can't wait for this game to happen. We're getting somewhat decent field conditions compared to what we saw the last week and a half from both of these teams, one in Kansas City and then one back here in Buffalo. About 22 degrees, wind will be blowing around. It'll feel like a balmy beach day from what we've been seeing in Buffalo for the past week and a half with all the snow that they've gotten. Buffalo Bills minus 2.5, banged up total, 45.5. I actually like the under in this football game. I really do.
Is any of that weather related?
No, it's not weather related. Nope. It's here again. I'm glad you asked that because usually you'd say, like, well, Donnie, Mahomes, Allen, not even in the 50s. We're not worried about, like, hey, can you throw the football through 8-mile-an-hour winds? Like, no. I just figure it, Kevin. Let's just say Stephon Diggs is a little bit dinged up. Where are the big plays coming in this football game? When I say big plays, it's not like, hey, Mahomes is through an 18-yard slant. No. I'm talking about, let me throw the 10-yard play, and you go house that. If I don't find that, Kevin, there are going to be a lot of yards in this game, but not a lot of cheap yards. No 4-for-78 and one score. I'm looking at, like, 9 plays, 81 yards, 7 minutes off the clock, and it ends with a field goal. You see what I mean? Like, I'm looking at a lot of that in this game, I think.
Well, because that's what we got a lot out of. Again, like Kansas City last week scored 26, Donnie, but they didn't play well at all, right? There was a lot of missed opportunity in that game. Now, I'll say we saw in the first meeting that total posted at 49.5. Why did it go under? Well, a lot of mistakes and field goals and, you know, the Kadarius Toney offsides play. Mm-hmm. A lot had to happen. The game still did only finish with 37 points, but I am more, Donnie, of, man, Mahomes and Allen totals are supposed to start with a 5. Mm-hmm. 45.5 now, I'll end up on that total. But I actually think, like, sometimes you want to get the best of the number. I feel like that's going to continue to fall. It just looks like one of those totals because we've seen 46.5. Like, that thing's never going to touch 47. So I think if you're an overbacker, you can be patient here on this number.
Yes, I do think as well. And also the rushing yards here. Like, Cook, 61.5. I'm interested. Pacheco, 63.5. Yeah, Slim might be interested. But I'm telling you right now, Patrick Mahomes over 26.5. Book that. Josh Allen, 43.5. He ran for a 50-plus yard touchdown last week. Yeah. These guys are going to lay it all on the line this weekend. Actually, it's funny, too, because it's usually, Kevin, like, remember during the season, hey, Donnie, take both of the quarterbacks and, you know, parlay them up. All right, what's this guy? 14.5. What's the other guy? 6.5. Now, hold on. One guy's 43.5. One guy's 26.5. That's probably going to get home. So I think the quarterbacks get off in this game. And also, you're right about that. 227.5, Josh Allen, passing yards. Patrick Mahomes, 252.5. Yeah. Like, you're supposed to seeing, like, the minimum is 275.5 in these type of games. And again, the weather is going to be cold. It's going to be slightly windy. You think those two quarterbacks can't throw through wind? They're not used to it? Like, no, they can do that. I'm just worried, Kevin, about the big play. So if I was looking from a passing perspective, I'd probably just be looking completions at this point.
I said, okay, just kind of piece by piece by piece by piece, kind of down the field they'll have to go.
Exactly.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I still just think
dump off over the middle, play in the backfield, screen pass, all that stuff. It's one of those, again, like, hey, you know what? I want to take the under in this game. Do you want to watch these two quarterbacks in an under at 40? It's not like, hey, I got under 62.5. So, 14-7 first half or first quarter.
Right.
You know, ooh, that's tough. Like, no.
Yeah, but I saw, you know, someone sent me this number, Donnie, and I don't know if I'll bet it. But this is where, again, like, you go value versus winning tickets. Josh Allen, did you know, is tied with Lamar as the last on the board for most passing yards this weekend at 10-1? Like, can you really hang Josh Allen at 10-1 to lead the weekend in passing yards? That's just remarkable to me.
It is. It sounds wild, but I just think, like, the game environment. And, you know, we'll see the practice reports come out, and again, I'm sure we'll get some inside hits on, like, Stephon Diggs. But again, let's just say Diggs is hobbled. Where is that offense coming from besides your running back? Like, is that
was Gabe Davis going to get back in the fold or no?
He's done. No, he's out. He's out this week and already announced out.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so they're like
a lot of James Cook rushing receiving props.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's where my mind goes right away. It's not like Shakir, because again, when you have guys that are banged up, the defense goes, oh, you're the guy now, as opposed to, wait a second, we're going to worry about you third. If you eat, you eat, and so be it. But now you look at the running back, because we saw James Cook be like, you know what? This guy looks like, you know, Dalvin Cook from 3 years ago, where you couldn't stop him in the air and or on the ground.
And he was great against Kansas City in that first meeting. So, you know what? The block's going to be hot then this weekend on James Cook. 61.5 rushing yards, 84.5 rushing receiving. Wow, that's a huge uptick then. 18.5 is the receiving number.
I like that.
That's a pretty unfair number then.
Yeah, see, I see the Diggs, because, again, we're going to this, and I didn't hear the news, like, until this morning, like, Diggs was a little bit bothered by his foot. I was like, this has to be a Diggs game, doesn't it, Kevin? Like, it just feels like, I understand he hasn't scored a touchdown since, you know, October, but he's still getting the targets close to 10 a game. I'm like, man, just one game where it's like, dude, do you want me to leave like I did last year while I was so upset in that playoff game, I wanted to swing my helmet at you, and I didn't talk to anybody in the Bills organization right up till camp? You figure Diggs, if there's one game he's going to get his, it's going to be in a playoff game.
Yeah, I don't hate the look one bit on Diggs down at 60.5, because we've mentioned, you know, throughout the season, Kansas City, Donnie, and their success they've had against number one wideouts, but that is not a number one wideout price on Stephon Diggs. That is a much lower number than we would have grown accustomed to on a Stephon Diggs.
Case in point, Rashee Rice is 71.5. Like, hey, by the way, you're going to get to a playoff game. Diggs and Rashee Rice. Being like, well, who's Rashee Rice? Well, he's 10 yards higher than Stephon Diggs, which is wild. Yeah. Travis Kelce, by the way, is 61.5. I actually think he has a big target day this weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those where are you taking that 61.5 or are you just going to take six catches? In what world does he not get six catches in this game? Come on now. We got some good options and one more segment to go on a Football Friday version of Moneyline right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My God, the hot stove actually just got turned on. Josh Hader goes to the Houston Astros for the largest relief pitching contract in Major League Baseball history. 5 for $95. And shout out to the Astros. No deferred money there. Unlike, so if he was signed, I'm not assuming, if he was signed with the Dodgers, it would have been 5 for $195, but he doesn't get that to like 35. So he gets it all in this 5 years. Hater to the Astros. Quick comment from you. Do you care? Does it move the needle?
The Yanks didn't get him. Like, that's my, I mean, like, that's my reaction. Boo. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, also, I don't know. Like, this is probably so ridiculous, but, like, you know, and he's supposed to. He's a baseball reporter. Bassett, you know, comes in, the big breaking. And it's, nobody cares, man. Like, divisional rounds tomorrow. Like, enough. Like,
exactly.
Nobody cares.
You're supposed to have this all, like, Josh Hader should have got signed an hour after free agency opened as the best reliever on the market.
Correct.
It's January 19th. Baseball ended, like, November 1. Congratulations, Major League Baseball. Right. Nobody cares, which means like the first week of baseball, somebody, that's right, Hater's their closer. Like, yeah, as if you would have been like, oh, that's
nobody
right.
Nobody cares.
Like Lamar Jackson's the quarterback of the Ravens. Stop the madness. All right, four games this weekend. I'm excited. We're involved. The PFT boys will be in effect tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern, 1 p.m., and then Sunday, 9 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Eastern to 12.
Oh,
so
boy.
There you go.
I'm going to mess that up. I'm so worried about it.
By the way, I saw there is a scheduling conflict that they sent the email out, which I'm just going to go against. But one of those says, like, talent has to be there, like, at 7:15 a.m., which I know is a misprint there for a 9 o'clock show or whatever, or 10 o'clock show, whatever it is. So
yeah,
I'm going to just disregard that. And we'll be there. We'll be fired up in the studio to get ready for it. But I can't wait for tomorrow. Let's get a doubleheader. I'm going to drive home, K-Dub, not miss any of the first game. Sunday, I'm going to drive home. I'm not going to miss any of the game. Thank you, Roger Goodell, as it's known like crazy here in New Jersey. So thank God this was today. Otherwise, it would be Lisi, and it would be your boy Kevin's studio. That'll do it for today's show in the week. Thanks for tuning in to Moneyline for Kevin and Donnie. We'll see you on Monday.